And believe it or not, I was helping out my church, St. Lutathansetan Parish, in Mechanicsburg. I would tell them on some of my days off, I would go and help out my father, who was the maintenance guy at the church. Maybe they would have me be an altar server, helping out at a funeral. Maybe I was helping them out cleaning dishes or mowing the lawns around the church, fixing the HVAC, but just doing general things around the church. I didn't give much thought to this because I was even in the choir and helping out in many other areas in there. Then my friend looked at me and said, "Are you kidding me?" I said, "No." I was so confused because I knew he was hollering at me. He goes, "And you haven't put this on your self-evaluation as a sergeant?" I said, "No. Why would I? I do it out of love for my church. Here, it got me points to get a higher ranking in the military, and I maxed them out." The moral of my story was, I was doing things for my church out of love, and I wasn't looking for recognition. And that's what our Lord is asking of us today, is to give of ourselves, not just to sit in these seats and just listen, but to act on them and to allow ourselves to grow in love with Jesus, our Lord, who died on the cross. And that's what our Lord is asking of the Israelites, is to remember where they came from, the Passover. And to take that Passover, even though they may not have been part of that, and put it in their hearts. Our Lord asks of us for our salvation history, remembering our past, when we became children of God at our baptism, remembering our first Holy Communions, when we can receive our Lord here on His altar, His very body, blood, soul, and divinity. Remembering when we do fall away, we have this wonderful sacrament of confession where we get to feel the joy, the love, and mercy of God our Father, and allow Him to be part of our hearts through our forgiveness of our sins, whatever they might be. And that's the joy that wisdom is asking us to remember our past with our Lord, and to allow ourselves to find hope in Christ Jesus. Because we can all relate to today's gospel of being vigilant and allowing ourselves to be prepared. I know there's probably a few Boy Scouts in here. Always being ready for the unknown, being prepared. And our Lord is asking us to be prepared too, for Him, for whenever He might come. Maybe He wants to speak to our hearts through prayer. Maybe He wants to be part of your life here in this church. But if we don't prepare our hearts and allow ourselves to become part of the life of the church, it would be hard. too might be challenged in our faith. And when we are, we allow that cross to be part of our hearts. We allow the cross of Christ Jesus not to be this thing that we're scared of, but rather, we allow the cross to become part of our very being. When we allow Christ to be part of our hearts, we allow something special to happen.